Yivamisparak Beis Mishnah Vav. Misha Kiddush Achas Mishtei Achios. If a person marries one of two sisters, Veni Yodei Ezer Mehen Kiddush, and he didn't know which one he was Mekadosh. Nosin Get Lazo Veget Lazo. So he has to give a get to each one of them. Why is that? Because these are two sisters, and a person's not allowed to marry his wife's sister. So if he tries to live with one of them, maybe he's living with his wife's sister, it's not really his wife, so he has to give both of them a get. Meis, but what happens if this guy dies, v'lo och echad, and he has one brother, so now the brother has to do yibum, he doesn't know which woman to do yibum to, remember they're both sisters. Cholitz l'shtehen, he has to do chalitza to both of them. He can't do yibum to either of them, because there's two problems here. If he tries to do yibum, let's say, to one of them, maybe that's not really the right one, and that's considered, like we had, achos zukukasoi. It's the sister of the one that he's tied to yibum to. So the one that he's really tied to yibum to, midrabanan, it seems they almost treat it like he's married to her in a certain way, and if he's married to her, so he can't marry her sister. So therefore, he can't do yibum to the sister. So that's why he can't marry just the first sister that he picks. But why not do chalitza to the first one and then marry the second one? Because if he does chalitza to the first one, let's say the first one really was the one that he needed to do yibum to. So he could do chalitza to her. But now the second one, if a person does chalitza, there's another problem that after one does chalitza, an achos chalutza, the sister of somebody you do chalitza to, is also asur midrabanan. So therefore he does chalitza to both of them. Hayilu shnayim. But what if he had two brothers? Echad choletz v'echad miyabim. So in this case, one of them should do chalitza to any of the women, and then the second brother can do yibum. And the difference is because, see, if the second sister, that let's call him Levi, who's the third brother. Levi's marrying the second sister, and that's really the Yavama, so that's perfect. Shimon went and did chalitza to the sister of the Yavama, and now Levi's doing yibum to the Yavama. But if it was the other way around, that Shimon did chalitza to the Yavama, so now you have the sister of the Yavama that was never married to anybody. It was only, she was just part of that suffix, but she was never married to anybody. Levi can go and do yibum to her. Because the difference is, this is not achos zkukaso, because Shimon already went and did chalitza to take away the zika from her sister. So since Shimon already did that, this guy Levi can now go and do yibum. Different than the previous case, because the previous case, one person's not allowed to marry achos chalutzaso, the sister of one that he did chalitza to. But in this case, he didn't do the chalitza, his brother did the chalitza. So that's why this case is mutter for him to now do yibum to that second wife. Kadmu v'chansu, but what happened if they both went and they both married be'isser? Both of these brothers, Shimon and Levi, married these two women. Ein motzin miyodam, we don't take it out. Even though one of them got married initially be'isser, because maybe he married achos zkukaso, it wasn't really the yibum person. Maybe the first one that married the sister, and that's aser. Nevertheless, the iser was only temporary, because once the second brother went and married the other woman, so that means that the other woman was the yavama, and once he marries the yavama, therefore there's no issue anymore of achos zkukaso, because that woman just did yibum now. Even if it happened afterwards. But the zika falls off. And therefore, the Rabbanan didn't make them separate. And the Mefarshim point out, first of all, that this only applies if they didn't go and ask Beis Din before they married. But if they would have asked Beis Din and Beis Din would say no, and then yet they both went and married both of these sisters, even though they're already married and the zika falls off, so the Isser only was a one-time Isser, because now he's not living with his achos zkukaso, nevertheless, Beis Din would make them separate.